This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Z doing it real big. And joining me inside the DJ booth is a Wu-Tang Clan Iron Man, who on September 29th will release his 8th solo album under the new alias Ghost Dini. Please welcome the Wizard of Poetry, Ghostface Killa. How you doing?
Oh, yo, what's up? I'm cooling right now, just making moves, you know what I mean? Trying to stay healthy, you know what I mean? Just doing what I gotta do.
I've had this conspiracy theory. I'm gonna run it by you. Tell me what you think. For years, you've released dope albums, but Def Jam has never really put that marketing muscle behind your projects. So this is what I think. After seeing label mates like Rihanna, Neo, The Dream do huge numbers with R&B projects, you told the label, look, I'm going to do an R&B project, and then they gave you the combination to the safe. How off am I?
Not too far. You know what I mean? I told them, it's like, yo, because, you know, like on my last couple of albums, you know, they fumbled the ball on it, and they know what happened. So I'm like, yo, okay, I'm going to do this R&B album. This is what I always wanted to do anyway. Now they don't got no choice to be like, oh, you ain't had that many singles, or you ain't got this and got that. It's like, yo, I got enough singles with enough big names on it. What you want to do? Let's get ahead and get busy now. So I just want to just see what, you know, just see what the deal is. You know what I mean? Because, like you said, they haven't really had that push behind my album. And everything just been going like kind of like sideways a little bit. Now, it should be no problem. Let's get ahead. Let's get busy. And that's it.
You said this is something you always have wanted to do. Why
right.
is that?
Because people love when I write stories. You know what I mean? From All I Got Is You with Mary J. Blige on my first album to Never Be the Same Again with Carl Thomas, and you know what I mean? And even the Neo joint. The Neo's Back Like That and a few Beyonce joints I done did and Jodeci. You know, people always was like, yo, I like that type of music. You know what I mean? A lot of females and, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. Regular guys too, though, but you know what I mean? A lot of females, yo, I like that. You know what I mean? Because I guess because it has substance to it. You know, opposed to when I'm talking about, yo, kicking in the door. You know what I mean? And robbing you and stuff like that. It's like, yo, okay, enough is enough. But I always wanted to get ahead and get on some real grown man type thing. You know what I mean? And let the people just hear how I write. You know what I mean? Over these nice beats with somebody singing on my hooks for me. And just give the people like something that nobody never done. In a, Big Daddy Kane came close to it doing it in the beginning. You know what I mean? He was like the only one. Ja Rule was right there at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I think he might have had a few hip-hop tracks on his... his album, like, you know, he's still talking about whatever the block was. Me, I'm not doing none of that. This is just certain situations that goes on in our lives and, you know what I mean, kick your fly game at these females, and it's just a perfect album.
Absolutely. I think some of our readers question what direction you were going to take on the album. At any point during the creation, did you question whether or not it was a good idea to do an entire album like this?
I never questioned it because this is what I always wanted to do. But when they got Ron Browse, that was just, you know, that was just a beat that I had did. I wasn't really aiming for that to be on my album like that, but a few people had liked it and stuff like that, whatever. But then you had people thinking that, okay, because Ron Browse, he has that vocal, that thing for your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wasn't even really supposed to be on a record like that. You know, my manager had bumped into, I guess, him and his peoples or whatever, you know, because we couldn't get the other people that we wanted on it. And then, it worked out right. I mean, I ain't going front. He said what he said on it, kind of matched my record. You know what I mean? So I liked it. What you starting to hear right now is like, okay, these are like the songs that I was putting together to paint that picture for that right on the album.
All right, well, one of the songs that I think paints a great picture and has a teaser trailer floating around online to accompany it is Stapleton Sex. Now, is this the first step toward potential career after music, if you get my drift?
What you mean, a porn star?
Yeah, man.
That'll be some funny shit. I can't do that unless, you know, my kids, you know what I mean? I got daughters and all that stuff like that, so I would never go that route like that, you know what I mean? Unless I go into Alias with a different name and shit with a mask on. You know what I'm saying? That's just me telling my painting my pictures again. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I read that you dedicated the song to actress Natalie Portman. Have you considered reaching out to her? Maybe she's interested in doing a cameo for the video?
Nah, never, you know, reached out. I've just seen if she would respond, though. But I mean, I never had no thoughts on, like trying to call or get in touch with her and reach out.
Let's make it happen. Let's give her a call.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, why not? I'd love to see in that video. I saw the teaser trailer. You got me excited.
All right. So hook it up, dude.
I'll do what I can.
All right. Sure, indeed.
Another track I want to talk about, Goner, which features guest artist Lloyd. On the chorus, he sings, "Anything you need, anything you want, I got you." So, Ghost, would you say that that is your mentality when it comes to spending money on a woman?
If I love you, yeah, I'll do anything for you if I love you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If I love you, I gotta love you. You gotta be my heart. You know what I mean? I'm not just gonna just see a woman today and tomorrow I'm blowing money on her and shit, man. You know what I mean? It's like, nah, I don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, you got too many homeless people out there that's starving for you to act like you're just blowing money on somebody you just met. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so within reason.
Yeah, if I love you, of course.
Okay. I read a previous interview, and in it you mentioned that there were several artists with whom you've extended invitations to either participate on this project or to collaborate, but they either said no or never got back to you. Are you a type of artist that's going to hold a grudge over something like that?
I'm not going to hold a grudge, but it depends on who you are. You know what I mean? If I did some stuff for you, you know what I mean? And you fronting on me, and you know how we get down? I had to be done laughing in each other's faces and did all the stuff like that. Yeah, I might just do like, yo, forget that dude. You know what I mean? I ain't messing, you know what I mean? Like, yo, all right, whatever. Like, I reached out to Mia and had my manager talk to her managers and Alicia Keys and all that, and I don't even know if they managers gave them the music, so I can't blame it on the artist.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that nobody was really getting back at the kid like that, so it's like, you know what, I had to move it and do what I had to do.
Was there any one particular artist with whom you've collaborated with in the past who you were kind of surprised was not interested in accompanying you on this ride?
No, not really. I had one artist, I don't want to blow him up though, you know what I mean, that he didn't come just do a hook for me. All it was a hook, like, you know what I mean, I even wrote the hook, like, all you had to do was just do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was shocked that he didn't do it for me, because he had me calling looking like a little sucker. I just pushed that to the side and just do what I had to do.
Okay. The title of the project, obviously a spinoff from the classic motion picture, The Wizard of Oz. Ghost, as the Wizard of Poetry, what gifts could you hand out to some very needy MCs in this industry?
I mean, I can hand out a bag of creativity, B. A lot of these MCs now, they just rhyming about the same things. Me, you know what I mean? I like to take you through. I'm like the Scorsese or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I like to paint pictures, man, whether it's fact or fiction. You know what I mean? I'm not like too much, I don't like to be too much abstract. And that's what it is on Wizard of Poetry. It's just poetry. It's a bunch of topics and situations, you know what I mean, in every song. It's not a song up there where you really hear me talking about, you know what I mean, like crack and this and that. It's not one song up there. Only song that I'm really cursing on might have been the guest house trying to, you know, find my wife, and I can't find her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's up there, her and the cable guys in my guest house, they in there, he's fucking my wife. But, yeah, he's kind of like blowing my wife out or whatever. And I come in and, you know what I mean, I have to try to am out, you know what I mean? But that's the only thing that you said. Other than that, the rest of the album is not really cursing, no nothing. It's a decent, it's a mature, a grown album, you understand?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If the response is as favorable as I think it will be after this album is released, would you consider doing similar projects like this in the future, or is this kind of a one-shot deal?
No, I mean, I'm going to still go back to the block, you know what I mean, and do what I got to do, like, as far as, like, making music for the people that love what I've been doing. I'm not going to try to change my format, but I am going to continue to do albums like how I just did.
Every Wu-Tang Clan member, I feel, is viewed differently, a part of and separate from the group. So, Ghost, how do you view your impact on hip-hop as both a solo MC and as a part of probably the greatest rap collective ever?
I learned from every last one of those Wu-Tang members. I kind of like took a little piece of this one, just applied it to myself, my style. You know, but when I'm with the Clan, yo, it's competition, you know what I mean? Like, writing amongst them, like in the studio and stuff like that. Because I'm not a fast writer, you know what I mean? Unless the light is just on in my head that day, and I'm just going ahead like, all right, boom, 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 I'm catching lines. But I like to be by myself when I write music. I like silence. I like quiet. I don't like my music too loud. They love their music loud. They just like it blasting and blaring. I don't like that, you know what I mean? So a lot of times if I'm around them, I got to walk out the room somewhere. But, on stage, it's always good to be with them like that. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, I put my work in, but when I'm by myself, I got to put 100 times the work in more because it's me. Everything is focused around me. Everybody's looking at me, but when you got Wu-Tang Clan on stage, everybody's just not looking at me. You know what I mean? They're watching Meth. They're watching Ray. They're watching Genius and everybody, RZA. You know what I'm saying? So,
talking about your work with a fellow Wu-Tang Clan member, you were featured on 6 Cuts on Raekwon's new Only Built for Cuban Links Part 2. And in his review of that album, our own Nathan S. said that he feels like you both formed the most dangerous duo in rap. Do you agree with that assessment? Do you disagree?
I agree with him. When me and him together and it's a duo like that, we're very dangerous. We're very dangerous. And ain't nobody can really come close to what me and him do if we sit down and go ahead and form a duo just say we did a duo album like that. You know what I mean? 12 strong cuts. I don't think nobody will ever, you know what I mean, do what we do. So, and that's that.
Well, that leads me perfectly into my next question. Obviously, this album helps you fulfill your contract at Def Jam, and Raekwon did not sign a long-term deal over at EMI. So, contractually, you guys are going to have the opportunity to do something like that. What is the possibility that the fans will get a Raekwon and Ghostface duo album?
I don't know. Me and Ray never talked about that. We never really talked about it. We just know that we're good at what we do. Whenever the situation or the topic comes up on it like that, and we get it done, and we just do it. We find the beats and just lace them.
Well, let me be the first of many to encourage you guys, when time does permit, to definitely make that happen.
Right.
All right. Last question, and this comes from one of our resident DJs, Kareem. He wants to know where he can pick up a pair of original Wallabies for under $100. He's having a hard time.
Original Wallabies. I don't really see Wallabies out there that much, how they used to be out there. Now, I even went to London, and I didn't really get to see them like that. That's where they originated from. Mm-hmm. The original clock is in London.
All right, well, if he can't find them, I think he's a size 12. Are you willing to give him one of your pairs?
I don't really got my Wallaby collection no more like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, well, I'm sure a consolation gift for him will be the chance to pick up your brand new album when it's available September 29th. Ghost, give everybody a website, a MySpace page, Twitter account. They can find out more about you and the brand new album.
Yeah, right now, yo, just go online, you know what I mean? And just holler at me, you know what I mean? Also go on some Ghostface shit. Yeah, yo, I'm in the area, man. You know what I mean? Y'all know what it is. Just log on, man. That's what it is.
Ghost, I appreciate you taking the time to join me inside the DJ booth. It was a pleasure, man.
All right, true indeed.